John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Before we get to X's and O's and details, I know your timeline in Blacksburg has been short, but in terms of your debut, the ACC championship game last year, Frank Beamer's final call at final game at UVA, the Hokies in March Madness last year, give me the game you most anticipated calling in your short time in Blacksburg.
Well, I think the most anticipation would have to be the first one, Ohio State, just because it was all the things that it was. Wes, the defending national, the number one team in the country coming into Blacksburg, and more importantly for me, it being my first time and not really knowing the organization level that you had to have and what all went into it and with the concert and everything else. But from a fun standpoint, it was last year's ACC championship game, just because I recognized, I think, what it represented in terms of where it might lead this program to go, which ultimately is right back to a matchup with the same program in Clemson, but with certainly different ramifications this time around. So all of those have been impactful. Hard to believe it's all been in such a short span, honestly. But at the same time, yeah, I think you'd have to look back to that first one.
This game was circled long before you had any game played this season or game day set or anything like that. But 4-0 in the non-conference, how do you look at this Virginia Tech team over the past month? What have they learned? How have they grown?
Well, I think you have to start with the offense, and I don't mean that's where their success has started, but I think you have to start there because that's where we thought the limitation was going to be coming into this season, and you wondered how prolific you could be and how efficient you could be in terms of all the things that you lost. And I'm not going to sit here and say that they've answered all the questions as to how against some more stout defenses they're going to be able to provide production through these younger players, but I have been a lot more impressed with Josh Jackson and his level of play and his level of ability to orchestrate this offense than I think I anticipated coming into the season. And he bought some time with a big win over West Virginia, and some of these freshmen are starting to come along. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Sean Savoy and Dalton Keene, most noteworthy, I think, amongst them at the moment. But then over the last couple of weeks, guys like Henry Murphy and James Clark, although Clark didn't play last week, have been involved too. So this offense is more capable than I think they thought they were going to be, or we thought they were going to be, and the defense has been exactly what we thought it was going to be. So we've raised the ceiling on our expectations for the season a little bit, and there's a danger in doing that, of course, when you don't have all the information, but we're going to get a big chunk of it this weekend.
We are indeed. And while we're talking about Josh Jackson, you and I talked about this in the postgame show. He got by, he made a mistake through his first interception. He got some breaks on some bad throws. But a month in, I have no complaints. And maybe it's not the worst thing in the world where you have some bumps before a big game like this. And this is going to be a game. If Virginia Tech's going to be in this, if they're going to win this, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, there's going to be a humongous degree of difficulty because that defense, really from front to back, is just absolutely stacked, Lace.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, it feels an awful lot like when I was breaking down Ohio State prior to that 2015 season where every guy you're going through is a four-star, five-star recruit. It's got about 9 articles written about him. You know, he's the greatest thing from sliced bread, and they all are. So that's your challenge. And I think it's so important to be what Josh Jackson appears to be, and that's someone who can mentally take a defense, not a part, you're not going to do that to Clemson, but can process what they're throwing at him and can get the most efficient production out of it for Virginia Tech. I've said this a couple of times this week, Wes. Tech doesn't need to be perfect this week, but they do need to play at a level higher than I think we've seen thus far this year. They're capable of it, and Josh Jackson's the guy to lead that because, again, you love where he is in terms of his ability to decipher what you need to be into and who might be able to have an impact. So I think that's a challenge as well for Clemson because there is some of the same personnel from last year and from the fact that this was only 5 or 6 games ago for these two different programs. But this offense is led a lot differently by Josh Jackson, and I think that does give the Hokies one slight advantage there is that there is a little bit of unknown in terms of what they haven't shown to this point this season because Tech, honestly, has kept it pretty vanilla the last 3 weeks.
Coverage begins 6:30 on Saturday night. Yours truly, Andrew Allegretta, leading into John Lazor and Mike Burnup with the call from Lane Stadium. Over to the offense, because we're talking about Clemson's defense, but Virginia Tech's defense, not too shabby either. This offense of Clemson, you have a young quarterback who has grown on the fly. I've really enjoyed watching Kelly Bryant. You've got 3 talented wide receivers. You got a young running back. No change in Adonis Alexander's status. Let's play worst-case scenario. You got 3 talented wide receivers on this team. Who's the next guy up? How do they corral these guys?
Yeah, in terms of those three wide receivers, you're probably going to slide somebody over and try to get Anthony Chigaga onto the field if Adonis Alexander doesn't play in this game. And, man, I tell you, the poker face on Justin Fuentes trying to pry it out of him earlier this week, and he wasn't having it. But, you know, I think that you want to get your best football players on the field. And quite frankly, it's not that the Hokies aren't concerned with the wide receivers of Clemson. They are, and that will certainly prove to be the case, I believe. But you're going to have to put whoever that is out on islands, because I don't think you respect the tight end position as much as you did when Leggett was there, and you've got to shut down this TNT running back combination of Feaster and ETN if you're going to have any success, along with the quarterback, Kelly Bryant. So it's going to be Stroman, it's going to be Faison, and I think you're going to roll off either a Terrell Edmonds or a Mook Reynolds or someone of that effect, rather than have to throw Bryce Watts into that fire, particularly with Divine Diablo going down. So we've talked about potentially having to do that against East Carolina, and it didn't wind up having to be the case because you got your house in order relatively quickly. But at the same time, I think going back to some of those potential contingency plans is where Bud Foster will go.
You brought up Diablo. I don't know if Coach brought this up in his press conference the other day, but I heard it talk with you guys on Tech Talk Live. Devin Hunter, Trayvon McMillan, Stephen Peoples just sounded like some bumps, bruises.
Yeah, everybody's been good to go. Devin Hunter was a mild hamstring thing in practice last week, and he's back. He was out of blue yesterday, as we say, so he should be a full go. Trayvon McMillan, same deal. He should be fine. And Stephen Peoples, as he told us, Wes, it's just football. He was limping a little bit in and out of his press conference availability yesterday, but he told me he should be good and ready to go on Saturday.
He's John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies. He's going to stick around one more segment. We're going to talk about where's the matchup. Also, where's game day on Saturday? We'll get to the fun stuff of this matchup and the fun stuff of Saturday. John Lazer, Wes McElroy, brought to you by Callen Gates on your home for the Hokies, Fox Sports 910.